The Merchant, the Parrot, and the Flying Carpet, a Persian Tale. Once upon a time, in a town in Persia, now Iran, there was a bazaar, a market, with a prosperous merchant named Ali. In Ali's shop, amongst the jars and bottles of thousands of precious spices, such as cinnamon, saffron, and turmeric, Ali had the highest quality carpets. Some of them were even magic, with secret spells which could transform them into flying carpets. Our merchant, Ali, had a magnificent parrot named Coco, who had beautiful green feathers and could also talk, a true chatterbox. In Ali's eyes, Coco was a true faithful friend. Coco became the main attraction for the customers. Every day, more and more people hurried through the doors to see the famous talking parrot, who, according to legend, held the magic secrets to make carpets fly. One day, Merchant Ali went home for his lunch, leaving Coco alone in the shop. Suddenly, a huge black cat came bounding through the shop, chasing a mouse. Terrified, poor Coco feared for his life and tried to flee, desperately flapping his wings in the middle of the baskets of spices, the jars of vinegar, bottles of sugar syrup, and kegs of oil, all stacked around the magic carpets. And in his panic, his wings grazed one of the oil jars. It shook. It wobbled for several seconds, and it fell onto the floor with an almighty crash. Oil spilt everywhere, mixing with the spices and spreading onto the most beautiful carpets. Poor Coco, trembling like a leaf, remained frozen in a corner. Imagine when Merchant Ali returned. He was so shocked and furious to see the state of the floor, the carpets, the thousands of precious spices all ruined. What a mess! Ali grabbed the first thing that came to hand, the broom handle, and whack! He hit the parrot over the head, making Coco lose all his beautiful head feathers and become bald. Alas, if only our merchant could have become bald himself. Poor Coco also lost his power of speech and became as mute as a fish. Ali immediately regretted his actions. He stroked his bird lovingly.
"I am sorry, Coco. Please, can you forgive me and start to speak again?"
But Coco, previously so talkative, remained silent. Not one word came from his beak from then on. Ali had done everything in his power to make the bird speak again. Without Coco's chatter, no one came to the shop searching for spices, not even for a bit of cinnamon to season their dolma or date kebabs. 3 days and three nights passed like this. On the fourth day, poor Ali sat at the door of his shop, bereft and deserted. At that moment, a weaver entered Ali's shop. The weaver was totally bald. On seeing the bald customer, the parrot started to flap his wings joyfully, shouting and laughing.
"Hey, stranger, did you do something stupid too? Did you spill an oil jar? Is that why you too are as bold as an egg?"
Hearing this comparison, Ali the merchant burst out laughing. Dumbfounded, the weaver asked,
"Excuse me, sir, why is your parrot laughing at my bald head?"
"I'm sorry, sir, let me explain. Poor Coco believes that all bald people had, like him, spilt an oil jar and that their master had beat them over the head, making them go bald."
Ali laughed. Coco laughed. And the weaver laughed. Coco had regained his power of speech, but he had no memory of any of the magic formulas, the secret spells that made the carpets fly. And from that day on, Ali the merchant sold only normal rugs. Now, since that day, according to legend, it is said that genies sometimes appear, often in a desert or a deep forest, to offer a flying carpet, and that they speak certain magic formulas to make the carpets rise up into the sky. Don't you know the stories about magic flying carpets from 1001 Nights, like Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves, or even Aladdin and the Magic Lamp? If you're interested in magic carpets, I have a story about them you might like. This is the ancient Indian tale of Prince Hamid and the flying carpet. Once upon a time, there lived a young prince called Hamid, who loved hunting and would go out every day on his horse in search of food. But one afternoon, after coming back with nothing, he decided to risk venturing into the dark, unknown forest. Suddenly, spying some parrots, he shot an arrow and a whirlwind of feathers formed, all the birds fleeing, except one, which was slightly bald on its head. The parrot stayed on its branch and it begged, "Don't kill me. I am the Prince of Parrots. I am the only one who can tell you about Princess Maya." The prince immediately lowered his bow. "Who is she? And what is so extraordinary about her?" "Ah, Princess Maya shines like a moon, and she has the sweetness and warmth of the evening sun. She is incomparable to anything that exists in this entire world." "Where does she live? How can I find her?" "Cross through the dark forest and the vast plains and you will find her." Prince Hamid, determined at all costs to find Princess Maya, rode off towards the vast plains. After riding for several hours, he rested by a rock. Suddenly, he heard screams. Behind a hill, he noticed three villainous little demons with piercing eyes. They were gathered around some objects on the ground. A bag, a wand, and an old carpet. "What's going on?"
"We've stolen these things, but I want them all for myself," declared the smallest demon.
"Me too,"
shouted the biggest.
"No, they're mine,"
retorted the nastiest. "A bag, a wand, and an old carpet? Ha! That's not worth arguing about."
"Not worth it, not worth it. Oh, yes, it is. Because the bag gives you everything you ask it for. The wand defeats all enemies. And the rope around it ties them up so well that they can't escape. As for the carpet, it can fly, taking you anywhere you want."
Suddenly, Prince Hamid had an idea.
"I think I can settle your dispute. I will shoot three arrows, and these treasures will go to the first between you who can find one and bring it back to me."
"Yes, yes, yes,"
agreed the three little demons in chorus. Prince Hamid shot his three arrows. The demons scurried off immediately at full speed. Then Prince Hamid dismounted from his horse and told him to go home. With that, Prince Hamid took the wand and the bag unrolled the carpet and sat cross-legged on it. And at that moment, a green feather tickled his nostrils and he sneezed. The carpet began to ripple. It rose slowly above the ground and above the treetops. It flew smoothly through the air. It flew over the dark forests, the deserts, the vast plains. It knew where it was going. After a few hours, it reached the outskirts of a big city. There, very gently, the carpet slowly landed on the ground. Arriving at sunset at the city gate, Howard stood with the carpet rolled under his arm, his bag over his shoulder, and his wand in his hand. Looking ahead towards a huge palace, he was dazzled by a bright light. Under the glow of the last rays of sun, he could see a slender young girl sitting on the roof. It was her, the famous Princess Maya. She was wearing a shimmering silk sari, and around her forehead was a gold headband set with diamonds and pearls. It seemed like a silvery light was shining all around her. Prince Hamid couldn't take his eyes off her. She was truly an incomparable beauty. At midnight, just as she was going to bed, he took his bag in his hands and ordered, "Bag, give me a shimmering silk shawl to match Princess Maya's sari." It appeared immediately. He unrolled his carpet, sat upon it cross-legged. His nose tickled as if he'd had too much pepper, and he sneezed. The carpet rose up, passed over the rooftops to the palace roof, and passed through a window to land delicately in the princess's bedroom. She lay asleep in her bed, shining with beauty. Without making a sound, softly like a cat, the prince stepped off his carpet to gently place the shawl near her. Back on his carpet, he then left the way he had come. The next evening, at midnight, he was back at the foot of the palace. He lifted the bag off his shoulder. "Bag, give me a golden diamond necklace." The most beautiful and precious of necklaces immediately appeared in the bag. He unrolled his carpet, sat upon it cross-legged. His nose tickled as if he'd had too much pepper, and he sneezed. The carpet rose up, passed over the rooftops to the palace roof, and passed through a window to land delicately in the princess's bedroom. She lay asleep in her bed, shining with beauty. Without making a sound, softly like a cat, the prince stepped off his carpet to gently place the necklace near her. The next evening, at midnight, he was back at the foot of the palace. He lifted the bag off his shoulder. "Bag, give me a gold ring set with the finest and most beautiful diamonds in the world." A sublime sparkling ring immediately appeared in the bag. He unrolled his carpet, sat upon it cross-legged. His nose tickled as if it had too much pepper, and he sneezed. The carpet rose up, passed over the rooftops to the palace roof, and passed through a window to land delicately in the princess's bedroom. She lay asleep in her bed, shining with beauty. Without making a sound, softly like a cat, the prince stepped off his carpet. But this time, He took the beauty's hand and slid the ring on her finger. Princess Maya opened her eyes to discover Hamid, the most handsome of princes. "So it was you who gave me the shawl and the necklace, and now a ring. Tell me, is there anything I could give you in return?" "Yes, you. You are the gift that I've been searching for. You are the one that I wish to marry." Princess Maya was surprised by this declaration, but after talking with the handsome and generous Prince Hamid all night long, she fell in love with him and accepted his marriage proposal. That morning, she led him to her father so Prince Hamid could ask his permission for the marriage.
"But this man is a stranger. He entered the palace like a thief in the night. You cannot marry him unless he proves his honesty, his courage, and his strength."
Stroking his beard and turning to Hamid, he said,
"Outside the city, there lives a formidable giant, an ogre as tall as two men, as wide as three, and as strong as six. Our people live in fear of him. Only when you capture this formidable ogre can you marry my daughter."
"Capture an ogre? This is a task I can easily overcome."
The prince hadn't gone very far when he quickly found himself before the powerful ogre, who was already roaring and leaping in front of him. He took out his wand. "Wand, act!" The wand flew up and pummeled the ogre so hard that he collapsed on the ground. "Rope, act!" The rope unraveled as quick as a flash and twisted around the ogre until he found himself bound from head to toe. It was so tight that he couldn't even move his little finger. Guess what happened next? Prince Hamid and Princess Maya celebrated the most wonderful wedding, which lasted 7 days. The whole country celebrating with 7 days of feasts and rejoicing. Then Hamid returned to his kingdom with his beautiful wife. A long and magnificent procession left the city, hundreds of camels with jingling bells, all bending under the weight of the treasures that had been laden on their backs. Ever since Prince Hamid's horse had returned alone to his stables, his mother and father had been worrying. You can therefore imagine their immense joy upon seeing him return with such a beautiful young woman and so many treasures. Years passed and they remained very happy. Prince Hamid kept the bag, the wand, the rope and the carpet all his life. He often used his bag to get beautiful gifts for his wife and the carpet for his travels, but never the wand nor the rope, because Prince Hamid had no enemies, and his kingdom was at peace forevermore.